Ladies and gentlemen, we've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I am very pleased to welcome back the tenacious Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks, Rhea. I'm liking tenacious. Very nice.
Sometimes it's a struggle, but this week it wasn't. And I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 70s.
I thought you were going to say 60s then.
No, do you know what? I've decided that I'm going to stick with the 70s because then in, 5 years time or so, if I need to push it to the 80s, I've got some leeway.
That sounds good. I like it.
Right. So what's going on in the world of travel right now? I mean, the Brits are having a bit of an issue and it has nothing to do with COVID, but everything to do with Brexit.
It's busy as always. Britain's travelling abroad from Monday will have to carry a form setting out why their trip is allowed under lockdown rules, or they face a £200 fine. Under new measures to crack down on illegal trips, the Department of Transport said carriers will be checking for completed forms before passengers board. This will be done either at check-in or at the departure gate. Those who do not have a valid form could be stopped from travelling. Now, the form must be downloaded from the gov.uk website. It has to be signed before travel and carried or downloaded onto a mobile phone. On the form, the reasons listed for legally permitted international travel include work, volunteering, education, medical or compassionate grounds, weddings, funerals and related events. Those who are found by police to be travelling without a valid reason will be told to return home and could be fined anything between £200 and up to a maximum of £6,400. This would be for breaking the stay-at-home rule. Now, seafarers are currently exempt from the above rules to carry the form. However, we have seen instances, especially out of UK airports, where check-in staff either misinterpret rules or they blatantly disregard them. So for that reason, we would encourage any crew travelling to download and complete the form for peace of mind and to avoid any potential issues on their journey.
Well, to be absolutely honest, when you have forms like this anywhere in the world, and especially in today's day and times, no matter whether or not you have a seafarer's exemption, just do it, because you're only dealing with humans, right? You're dealing with humans on the ground. And more often than not, they don't know what is happening from one minute to the next. So it's just best to have every bit of paperwork you possibly can. And if you don't need it, great. But if you do, at least you have it and you can cover yourself.
Exactly right. It's better to be prepared, isn't it? I mean, at the end of the day, what is it? It's a 2-minute job to print out the form and complete it. You know, it gives you that peace of mind when you're traveling. You know, you don't need the hassle. Traveling is tough enough as it is at the moment. So, you know, just to help you avoid any stress on your journey, we totally recommend that you do print it out.
Brilliant. So what's going on with the Netherlands?
Yeah, the Netherlands government have decided to extend a ban on passenger flights from Great Britain, South Africa and several countries in South America. The ban on flights from these countries arriving into Holland was due to expire on the 4th of March, but it's now been extended through to April the 1st following recommendations from the government's outbreak management team. The team have said that the decision to extend a ban was necessary because so few people in the Netherlands are following the government's guidelines to prevent the spread of the deadly virus.
Well, and part of that too is that, you know, some of these countries, they've got that new strain of virus that's kicking up.
Yeah, there's quite a few now, isn't there? I know the UK have now got the Brazilian variant as well. So it just makes travel, again, more difficult, more rules, more regulations put in place, you know. We just have to get through it.
And that we will. Traveling to Spain from South Africa.
Yeah, so as from Monday the 8th of March, any arrivals entering Spain from South Africa will have to undertake a 10-day quarantine period following their arrival. Seafarers are not exempt from the requirement to quarantine. However, they are able to self-isolate on board their vessel. Contact away from the vessel will only be allowed for essential activities, which include shopping for food, pharmaceuticals, visiting health services and emergencies. A crew can be released after providing a negative COVID test result taken after 7 days of quarantine.
All right. And let's head over to the airlines, Malaysia Airlines.
Yep, Malaysia Airlines, they've emailed the members of its frequent flyer scheme to admit for 9 years, I mean a whole 9 years this is, the personal data of its members was compromised. The issue occurred at one of Malaysia Airlines' third-party IT service providers. The airline has said that there's no evidence of misused personal data. Nonetheless, Malaysia Airlines is asking its frequent flyers to change their passwords. The personal data involved in the incident included enriched member names, date of birth, gender, contact details, frequent flyer number, frequent flyer status, and frequent flyer tier level. They are saying it didn't include information about itineraries, reservations, ticketing, or any ID or payment card information. If any crew listening are members of the enriched frequent flyer program and have not been notified by Malaysia Airlines, please make sure it basically is a priority to change your login password as soon as possible.
Wow, 9 years.
9 whole years and they didn't know. How scary is that?
You know, I'm still baffled that in today's day and age, people and big corporations and companies, they're not taking their security seriously when it comes to their IT. You know, they've got massive alarms on their buildings. You know, they've got safes for their money. Every which way, actual property is locked down tighter than a drum. But what they're not understanding is that none of that stuff is worth anything. What is worth something is what you can access through a computer. And that is the one place that they don't have anything locked down. It makes no sense to me.
No, I know, it's crazy, isn't it? It does seem to be where they're falling behind. That's for sure, these big companies. I mean, obviously, Malaysia Airlines are not the only ones been hit by hacks. You know, quite a few of them have. And like you say, it's something they seem to sort of, they're reactive rather than proactive, aren't they? And you'd think at some point that's going to change.
Well, let's hope so. Emirates, what are they allowing you to do now?
Yeah, very generous. Emirates have begun to offer a new product in the economy class cabin of its aircraft. The airline will let passengers pay to block the seats next to them where availability exists. Such passengers will now be able to purchase up to 3 adjoining seats where there is availability. Such seats will range from $55 up to $165 plus taxes. The service is not available to pre-book, unfortunately, and will only be offered at the check-in counter. By taking this approach, the airline can ensure it doesn't stop another passenger booking one of the seats for the full fare, but instead it still makes a little bit of extra money off a seat that would normally be empty anyway.
Yeah, you know what? If hardly anybody is flying, how do they actually expect to sell these seats when you're going to get on a nearly empty plane anyway? Why would you bother paying for the seat next to you when it's already, like, it makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Yeah, I guess it's just an airline struggling with the pandemic, looking to try to make a little bit of extra money is what it sounds like to me. Who knows? I mean, I guess if you pay $165, then you're guaranteed to have a spare seat next year, whereas you're probably looking at, I don't know, a 50% chance, if not.
Well, I mean, the thing is, if you can't pre-book it, you're going to be able to walk up to the waiting room, look around and go, do you know what I mean? The likelihood is we've got 20 people sitting here. We know this aircraft carrier carries at least, 150. I'm good.
There you go. Well, people need to go traveling with you, really. You've got to save people a fortune.
I know, right?
The airlines will ban you quick enough.
I'm just going to hang out in the airport's waiting room and say, don't pay for that seat. You don't need to check. Right. Yeah. No, I'm safer at home, I think. I don't expose myself to the world because the world may never recover. Right. Well, and
why we only do this on a Sunday. This is why we only do this on a Sunday. We can't do any more than that.
Right. So your photo competition, winner for February. This is the second month now. Who's the winner?
It is indeed. So as you all know, Blue Marine Travel is hosting a photo competition to lift everyone's spirits amidst the pandemic. And on behalf of one lucky winner each month, £50 will be donated to a charity of their choice. Congratulations goes to Laurent Kramer, who is February's winner. Laurent managed to get breathtaking shots of a South Florida resident lemon shark. Now, if nobody has seen these photos, please go to my LinkedIn. Honestly, they're brilliant. Absolutely fantastic photos. Lawrence Charity of Choice's Shark Allies. If anyone would like to find out more about Lawrence Chosen Charity, please head to www.sharkallies.com. If anyone would also like to see more of Lawrence's stunning photography, please head to his website, which is www.urak. That's the letters urak.photography.com. March's competition now is officially open as well. So any budding photographers, please do send in any snaps you have to sales@bluemarinetravel.com, and you could be following in Lawrence's footsteps as March's winner.
Can you send us his details and we'll make sure to put that out there?
Yeah, we'll make sure we get them all. I've been on his website actually, and the photos, honestly, they're absolutely brilliant. He's obviously a big shark lover, lots of shark photos on there and yacht stuff as well. So it's it is a really good website to look at.
Nice. Well, thanks for that. Well, I guess that's it for Crew Travel this week.
We're all done. We are done again for another week.
Well, I got to tell you, my Sundays have never been the same since you came along.
In other words, what you mean is you have to get up 2 hours earlier.
Oh, I love every minute of it. Right. Thank you again, Lee. As you know, I'm going to provide all the information that Lee has provided us with underneath this interview, as well as a way to connect with Lee, because, of course, on his LinkedIn, if you are looking to do any traveling in the coming weeks, months, anything that is happening in the travel industry, Lee puts up on his LinkedIn. So I'll provide that link. Once again, you've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again next week.